Today's scripture comes from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 11 through 23. In Christ, we have also obtained an inheritance, having been destined according to the purpose of Him who accomplishes all things according to His counsel and will, so that we, who were the first to set our hope on Christ, might live for the praise of His glory. In Him you also, when you had heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and had believed in Him, were marked with the seal of the promise of the Holy Spirit. This is the pledge of our inheritance toward redemption as God's own people, to the praise of His glory. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason, I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of your Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know Him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which He has called you, what are the riches of His glorious inheritance among the saints, and what is the immeasurable greatness of His power for us who believe, according to the working of His great power. God put this power to work in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at His right hand in the heavenly places, far above all rule and authority and power and dominion, and above every name that is named, only in this age, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And He has put all things under His feet and has made Him the head over all things for the church, which is His body, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. A lot of people get excited about the month of November. You know why people get excited for the month of November? Exactly, Thanksgiving. They know that there is a great meal in which they get to partake in, and they are going to be oh so full afterwards. Turkey, all of the sides that traditionally come with the turkey. But what's important to remember about that meal is that the reason we are joining in that time together with our loved ones is we're giving thanks. We're giving thanks for the blessings that we have within our lives, the blessings that God has put before us. And so in the month of November, there are a lot of great Sundays in which we are able to give thanks, starting with today. Today being All Saints. Now, there are a lot of mentors, there are a lot of teachers in my life who have helped me become a better person, who have pushed me to do the right thing and to make sure that I'm continually making myself better, continually working on my faith and continually to live out the love of Christ in my life. And I'm thankful for those people. I'm thankful for those people that have helped me get where I am today. And I know that I'm not the only one who have individuals that have helped my faith journey, that we all have somebody or a lot of somebodies or a community that have influenced us, that we give thanks for. We give thanks for them in our lives. Now, we are reading out of Paul's letter of Ephesians, and we see Paul talking about this inheritance that has been left before us. And in this time, Paul is talking about the early church, that those who are there shortly after the resurrection of Christ and who are taking this life and the ministry of Christ and who are going out to let other people know of Christ's love, knowing that Christ has left this mission of going out and sharing God's love to them, the early church. And then we see Paul continue in his letter, and we see Paul giving thanks for those individuals who have decided to take that inheritance of Christ Jesus, that hope that we gain through Christ, and they are trying to continually help others. No, they are not letting that inheritance die with them, but they are continuing so that others too know the inheritance that has been left before all of us. And in that inheritance, in order to be able to fulfill the inheritance that Christ has put before us, we see Paul talking about how we will gain wisdom, the promise of the Holy Spirit, so that God will continue to be revealed to us. That wisdom that we gain from people within our lives, but also the wisdom that sometimes we're able to give to others, so that they too will continue to live out this inheritance of hope that God has put before us. See, Paul is seeing the love and the faith that the early church has, that love of God, and seeing those individuals of the early church living out that love. And so we see Paul give thanks in those moments. Because in those moments of remembrance, we're remembering the power of God. We're remembering the hope that came through resurrection. The hope that has lasted over 2,000 years has come to us. That inheritance of hope. Our congregation, us as individuals, we have experienced loss of loved ones. But in each and every one of those people, whether in our individual lives or in our church community, we've been able to learn. We've been able to see how they were taking that inheritance of hope that Paul is talking about, and living it out. And we're able now to give thanks for those that have influenced us, that legacy that has been put before us, that has helped influence us. We think about names like Billy Phillips, who, when you walk through those doors for who knows how many years, would be sitting there getting ready to hand bulletins, no matter if you had seen him one time or you had seen him 100 times. He would have that smile on his face, and he showed us what it meant to be hospitable. He showed us what it meant to welcome anyone who walked through those doors. I'm grateful that I was able to learn what it meant to be a person that welcomes anybody in our midst through Billy. We think about Betty Bowles. I don't know how many of you had an opportunity to go to the Burger Dog talent show that they had years ago. She had a routine that you knew she was going to do every single year. And she was one of those people who would make sure that whoever was running sound at that moment, sometimes it was me, that they pressed play at the exact moment she wanted them to, so that her timing was on as she lip-synced this song that had different characters, and she would put on the different hats through the performance. And if you messed up her timing in those moments, she would just stop and say, "Okay, wait a second. We're going to have to try that again." But in watching her and getting to know her, I saw this woman who was willing to go out and to share her talents with those around her, who was willing to go and to serve, and who was not afraid to be funny, was not afraid of what people may think of her, but that wanted to share her gifts and her talents. We think of Fred Gleason. Fred Gleason, before Restore was ever there, and when it used to be a Winn-Dixie, would sit about five rows back in the middle right here, him and Mary in the 8:30 service, and he also partook in the praise team choir that they had in that time. But Fred Gleason was also one of the individuals who helped start the very first capital campaign so that this congregation would be able to go and to further the ministry through that Restore building. Fred saw the vision of this church and the leadership of this church, and Fred committed himself to helping that vision become a reality, seeing the ministry that could be done in those moments. He took a chance. He served. He was willing. We think of names like Ashley Godwin and Ross Jones, who both are in different stages of their lives than the three that I just mentioned. We have a teenager, and we have a boy who is only a couple of days old. But in those moments, we saw the hope of a community come together in the darkest of times for those families. There are lots of individuals that have influenced us as us ourselves, but also our community. We see that with these names, and we're thankful. We're thankful that with these names, we're able to also all be a cloud of witnesses in the name of Jesus Christ. Friday, my grandmother passed away. She was 80-something years old. We knew it was coming. But in looking back at her life and remembering that she was stubborn, and remembering that she hated losing any type of card game to me, especially since she was the one that taught me the card games. But then in remembering and giving thanks for her, I remember what she taught me. She taught me to think before I speak. I learned that because she did not always think before she spoke. But she encouraged me. I would not be the person I am today if it was not for her encouragement. I would call her once a week, once every other week, just to check in, see how she was doing. And we would talk as I was beginning this journey into full-time ministry, going through seminary, my first couple of appointments. And she would always talk about how proud she was. How proud she was, how thankful she was, and how she was praying for me. She was one of my biggest cheerleaders. And in times, you're just not sure if you really want to do this thing called ministry. And you need those encouragers. You need those cheerleaders. And I'm grateful that she was that for me. I'm grateful for all of the saints that have come before us, all the saints that have influenced each and every one of us here, the saints that have come and influenced this church community, because thanks to them, we're able to continue that legacy, that inheritance of hope that started with Christ, that started with Christ's resurrection. So now, as it is our turn to take that inheritance that Paul talks about and to go out and help others know of that hope, we do it thanks to those that came before us, in honor of those that came before us. But we're not just doing it in honor of those that came before us, because the most important reason that we are doing this and sharing this inheritance of hope is for the honor and the glory to our sovereign God, who loves us and is present in our lives each and every day. And so as we go out as a community of faith, continuing that legacy of those that have come before us, we do it in honor and glorifying of our sovereign God. We give thanks to our God and those that have helped us in our faith journey. Let us pray. Gracious and loving God, we just thank you. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your trust in us. And Lord, we just ask that you continue to reveal yourself to us, that you continue help us grow so that we may continue to show that inheritance of hope and let others know of your love, know of the hope that we have through Christ Jesus. And so all the honor and the glory is yours, our sovereign God. It's in your Son's name that we pray. Amen.